This is Sean Kirker with Voices Levon, Voices Levon for Veterans and Voices of Sailing. I'm here with Christopher Christian.
Good. Chris Christian.
Okay. Yeah. And he had some very good bourbon last night. I really appreciate it.
Of course, yeah. It's technically Irish whiskey, but it's pretty good, yeah. Yeah, single malt.
Look a little Irish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah.
So you've served for a long time? How long have you served?
20 years and 2 weeks, so I retired in 2000.
20 years and 2 weeks.
2005, yeah.
So how old were you when you went in?
24.
24?
Yeah, yeah.
What was your original motivation?
Pay for college.
Okay.
So, I went to college in the early 80s, and there wasn't a great job market out there, and I was at a military school, and I decided to accept a ROTC commission.
Okay.
And figured I'd do that for a couple of years and then get out of the service and do something else. So,
but you stayed in.
Yeah, it really worked out well for me.
So what division did you go into?
So I was commissioned an infantry officer, okay. And my first assignment was to a Pathfinder unit, and then I went to a light infantry unit, and then an airborne infantry unit, and went into the reserves for a while, got reactivated into just after 9/11, and was responsible for training soldiers to training units that were deploying for OIF, which is Operation Iraqi Freedom, in 2003.
Okay.
So after that, I had a follow-on assignment to train battle staffs that were going to Iraq and Afghanistan, and I told them to send me to Iraq instead. I just didn't want to do that, and so I decided to retire. So, yeah.
So how long have you been coming on the Fagawi?
Oh, God, since 2010.
Wow.
I think I missed 1 or 2 years. Jack originally conned me into it, and that was at the time he was having trouble finding crew. Obviously, that's not a problem anymore. Jack's son, John, went to school. I helped him out in the service a little bit, but he's a good kid. He served with a majority of the guys that are on his crew now from the 101st Airborne Division.
Okay.
So, you know, we got our own boat now, and we're out doing a veterans outreach with America's Warrior Partnership,
okay.
Which helps connect veterans organizations. It's run by one of the board members is a close friend of mine. His name's David Friedovich. David was a deputy commander of Special Operations Command. He was the highest ranking Green Beret in the Army when he retired. So Frito and I are buddies, and I said, Frito, what about your charity? So we're starting to do that and work it into the Fagawi. My wife's a longtime sailor. She's very competent. I am not so much, but she puts
up. You're falling overboard.
Not yet, but I've come close.
So,
I'm sure that'll happen.
Tomorrow, when you leave, where are you headed back to?
We're headed back to, we keep the boat in Boston, so we're doing a two, we're getting through the canal, Cape Cod Canal tomorrow, and then headed north to Boston on Tuesday. So we'll be back Tuesday night, yeah.
All right, so what's been some of your more favorite memories with the guys on this trip?
Oh, you know, it's fantastic. So a lot of the guys that are on the trip, you know, we have common experiences, but they span, you know, sometimes a gap of 20, 25 years.
Right.
But, you know, the infantry is all the same issues because it's all the same dynamics. So it's nice to talk to the guys about what they did. They were, most of them were junior officers. I think Matt Hubbard was a little older when he got out, so he's got a little bit more breadth of experience. So I remember when I was a junior officer making a lot of mistakes, but these guys were pretty good and pretty switched on. And a lot of these guys, I give them credit. I think because of the numbers we had, guys like Zach Pantaleo had to step into pretty much a platoon leader's job as an, you know, as artillery guys were pretty much acting as infantry guys during the surge over in Afghanistan. So these guys had some pretty big tasks in front of them. So, you know, they did very well. So.
And what inspires you about serving in general?
You know what? My dad served in World War II. He was a submariner, and he came to visit me when I was in the service. He said I'd never do what you do, but you know, when he was in a submarine, he was depth charged for 14 hours outside of Tokyo Harbor, and I just can't imagine that. So I guess it's all your frame of reference. But I think, you know, I don't know. I think that had something to do with it. I figured I owed my country something,
right.
And at the time, it was a pretty good job transition, so looked good on the resume. So I figured I'd do it for a couple of years. Never thought I'd do 20. So, yeah.
Well, I thank you very much for your service.
No problem. We're
and glad I got to meet you on this fun Fagawi weekend.
Yeah, good to meet you, too. We had fun. Thanks for supporting Bob, and that's a great cause that he does, and
yeah,
he rallies
Operation
around.
Set Sail.
Yep.
And Smart Money Radio with Casey Marks. helped us get here, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll see you at the tent.
Yeah, good to meet you.
Okay,
you too. Thanks.